This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 44 people were killed and dozens more wounded Sunday by a suicide bombing at a political gathering of a leading Islamic party in northwest Pakistan, officials said. The blast targeted a government coalition party led by an influential firebrand cleric as hundreds of supporters congregated under a canopy in a town near the Afghan border. A man who tried to help victims said, quote, there was utter confusion with human flesh, limbs, and body parts scattered throughout the area alongside lifeless bodies. The leaders of a bloc of West African nations met on Sunday and condemned a military coup that last week toppled the government of Niger, threatening to use force if they fail to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum within a week. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The crisis prompted leaders of the 15-member Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, to rally behind the deposed President Bazoum. The coup has been widely condemned by neighbors and international partners, including the United States, the United Nations, the African Union, the European Union, and former colonial power France. They have also refused to recognize the new leaders. Before the uprising, Niger was seen as the West's most stable ally in an unstable region. The coup last week is the seventh coup in the Sahel region in recent years.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Palestinian officials say at least five people have been killed and seven others wounded during clashes in Lebanon's largest Palestinian refugee camp. The officials said fighting broke out on Sunday after an unknown gunman tried to kill an Islamist militant, killing a companion of his instead. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Palestinian factions have met in Egypt to discuss reconciliation efforts as violence in the occupied West Bank surges between Israel and Palestinian militants, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Main groups Hamas and Fatah have been split since 2007, and repeated reconciliation attempts have failed, so expectations for the one-day meeting were low. Participants at the closed-door session gave no indication of what was discussed, but Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who initiated the meeting, said its conclusion was a first and significant step in efforts to end the long-running division. Israel has been staging near nightly raids in the West Bank in what it says is an attempt to stamp out militancy. The raids have led to some of the worst fighting in nearly two decades in the territory. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russia's defense ministry said it had brought down three Ukrainian drones early on Sunday that had tried to strike Moscow in the second such attack in a week, which damaged a high-rise building reported to house government offices. Nobody was hurt, and there was only minor damage to two office buildings, Moscow's mayor said. The area, several miles from the Kremlin, is known for its modern high-rise towers. One of the buildings damaged was home to three Russian government ministries, as well as residential apartments, Russian media reported. The Danish government will seek to find a legal tool that would allow authorities to prevent the burning of copies of the Quran in front of other countries' embassies in Denmark, the country's foreign minister told national broadcaster DR on Sunday. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The foreign minister said, quote, the burnings are deeply offensive and reckless acts committed by few individuals, end quote, adding they don't represent the values the Danish society is built on. Denmark and Sweden have found themselves in the international spotlight in recent weeks following anti-Islam protests where the Quran, the Muslim holy book, has been damaged or burned, offending Muslims around the world. Both countries have said they deplore the burning of the Quran but cannot prevent it under rules protecting free speech. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Tens of thousands of people were evacuated from high-risk areas of Beijing and another northern city as much of China was lashed by torrential rain on Sunday. Deadly storm Doksuri has been sweeping northwards over China since Friday when it careened into southern Fujian province after battering the Philippines as a typhoon. The Chinese capital and surrounding region were drenched over the weekend, with officials warning of potentially hazardous conditions, including floods, swelling rivers, mudslides, and landslides. I'm Joe Ramsey.